This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Thank you for joining the region's biggest conversation. My name is Anor Ugbeviri. How are you? It's a Thursday, 14th July 2022. The weekend is upon us. Yeah, we came out from a long weekend 2 days ago. I know. Well, there's a matter that's been, you know, talked about a lot recently, talking about the University of Port Harcourt Teaching Hospital, UPTH. Yesterday, we got another report from a patient, and same disturbing story. No power supply, the patient said, for 2 days. The patient sent videos of total darkness. And I got another one again this morning. And we also decided to visit to see what it looks like. We also spoke to a few people who've had experiences over the last 7 days. So we have those coming as well. So this morning at about 7:30, we found that there was no light from the entrance to the orthopedic unit. A&E had light, but water isn't flowing. The wards in the family medicine unit don't have light at all. Taps outside the A&E unit, no water, but water is running inside. What is going on, really? And a week ago, I believe, the CMD's tenure was, there was a reappointment, so it's going to run for another 5 years. My guest will join me via the phone, a hospital consultant, management consultant, Andy Apotive. He will tell us exactly what issues, you know, the management of UPTH might be facing based on his own experience as, you know, managing hospitals that would make it so bad. Of course, the mosquitoes are legendary, so we're not going to talk about that. But we will definitely share experience of those who've been there recently. And is it something that really cannot be dealt with? We're Nigerian for Port Harcourt. Do well to join the conversation. You have pictures, you have videos. We're on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. We're on WhatsApp 08090306416. We are on Facebook at Nigeria Info PH. The post is on there. You have experiences, especially over the last 2 weeks. Yes, because it's 14th today. Do well to share. Oh, we tried to reach out to the hospital, by the way. The other time, when there was a story about babies, they said it wasn't true. We tried to reach out to them yesterday. They said they were going to have a press conference, but the problem is ongoing. So it's nobody can really wait. You need to be attended to in a hospital. It's a tertiary institution, by the way, of course, run by the federal government. All right, we'll play some of the voices of those who have had experiences recently. My guest joins me via the phone in a bit. Stay tuned to take a listen.
I'm going to expose them. I'm a victim. My child had a surgery in UPTH. I bought everything. When I mean everything, up to hand glove, up to 5 ml syringe, up to everything they used for the surgery, I provided it. There was no light in the ward. That's the children with hydrocephalus. The process of surgery for my son, the generator went off 3 times. A surgery that wouldn't last 2 weeks. I spent 3 months in UPTH. I had to sign against, took my child to a private hospital.
So I was in a subconscious state, so I could hear things, but from a distance at the A&E unit. This lady, I still remember her face. The man said, guys, you see me, so I done the clothes, oh, I done the clothes. My shift don't end. I'm fine, no day. Fine, no day. Patients come too much this period. Fine, don't finish. And as my shift end, I know we feel good, they find fine now. Your picking go die here, oh, carry and come out, oh, fine, no day. My shift don't end. Me, I done the go house.
When I join for my guest, Andy Apotive joins me via the phone. Good morning, Andy. How are you? It's been a while.
Good morning, Mama. Yes, just want to keep body and soul together. Good morning, Professor.
Okay, so a lot of people like you want to keep body and soul together, but they have health challenges that takes them to the University of Port Harcourt Teaching Hospital, and the reports we've been getting have been nothing short of disturbing. Some people would like to, you know, have more light shed on what is going on. It's a federal institution. We have challenges at different strata, from administration to, you know, poor power supply to the cost of diesel and petrol, you know. Could this really be an issue of funding?
So, it's a complex mix of a lot of problems that we're having in the health sector today in Nigeria. And you would recall that you had spoken to me over this a month back, and I said that there are different levels of providing health care in every country. There's the primary level, there's the secondary level, and there's the tertiary level. The tertiary level is where you find, you know, specialized care. You find the teaching hospitals, you find the federal medical centers, you find the likes of the psychiatric hospitals and all that. The primary level is expected to be the level where care that is largely preventive is given, where public health, you know, manipulations and quantities are introduced to make the healthcare of the people such that you do not necessarily have to climb to the secondary or to the tertiary level.
Okay.
Now, when you have several failings at the primary level,
which is
definitely choke the secondary level.
So hold on, Andy. So the primary level is usually between the local government and the state government, right?
Absolutely. That's where you have primary healthcare centers.
Okay.
Where you do vaccinations, where you do health promotions, where you educate the people about what needs to be done for them to stay away from preventive and communicable diseases.
Okay.
So at that level, we have not really concentrated, you know, at building capacity, you know, at the primary level in this country. But I'm not going to speak about this. I'm just telling you about how complex the problem is. At the secondary level, you find that this is where we, you know, attend to disease conditions that are not necessarily specialized disease conditions. You know, the likes of cancer and all of all those things are not expected to be attended to at the secondary level. At the tertiary level, they're expected to attend to disease conditions that require specialized implements, specialized manpower and all of that. But you see, what we have in Nigeria is an aberration. A total aberration of what is the standard that is known everywhere else in the world. But that primary healthcare issues are taken to the tertiary level. Secondary healthcare issues are taken to the tertiary level. So that today, at the tertiary level, they are receiving all kinds and forms of conditions that ordinarily, if the primary levels and the secondary levels had been properly taken care of, those conditions should not have got to them. Do not forget that the second level of the problem is that the laws that establish, you know, these centers are such that took into cognizance yesterday's information and yesterday's knowledge alone. It is not evolving with the currency of time, you know, the challenges, the peculiarities of time. You know, the laws are not evolving. It's only recently that we had a senator with pushing, you know, a bill to be passed on the floor of the Senate, you know, that is right now they are calling for people to come and present papers on. So if we have not taken care of the bare necessities, the basics, as established, you would understand why you are having some of this. And the third challenge that we are having is challenge of the administration of these levels. There are people like myself, Enoho, who are trained hospital administrators, who understand the techniques, who understand the modalities, who understand the intricacies of managing a hospital as a business. As a business. And again, I don't want to be too academic. Hospitals are established for several purposes. You know, for several purposes. Yeah, there are hospitals that are established because you wanted to push certain religious frontiers. Hospitals that are established because you wanted to meet certain social askings in the society. Hospitals are established for different purposes. What ties every one of them together is that where they are not run as a business, regardless of why they are established, those hospitals would not be able to meet the exact mission for which they are established. So today, we have people who do not understand how to run hospitals, given the responsibility of running or administering hospital spaces. The last that I'm going to speak about is the issue of electricity, you know, the issue of power.
That could fall under funding as well.
Yes, and now, I currently am not in town. I'm in Lagos addressing two concerns. There's a hospital that was just recently acquired. And this is the field that I play in, so I can share this my experience. The hospital was just recently acquired in Lagos, one at Egbeda, one at Odo. That beautifully built, but the people who were there were running under. So the new owner came, bought it, and said, you know, for the past 6 months, said, we are not going to function until we have got it right. Guess what I know? Hospital that was not doing profit, was not making profit. Hospital that they had practically made, I don't know, made nonsense of. Today, as I speak with you, the hospital is doing so well. You know what? The first diagnosis that was made was that the diesel that they buy was going for as much as 700 to 800 naira per liter. And now, because they didn't have capacity, they were not making enough profit, they were unable to continue to power the hospital.
Okay. So
that babies that are in incubator, you do not have power to attend to them. So that babies that require phototherapy, you do not have power to attend to them. Just power alone, when we came in and we made a diagnosis of it, and these invited those who were going to come and build, you know, listen, and use both solar panels and battery and the diesel and the regular grid. So there, as I speak with you, people who were patients of these two hospitals before, 6 months ago, who are coming back, are wondering if there was some miracle that has taken place in this hospital.
Andy, from what you said, power is a big issue here. Of course, we'll tie that to funding. So how many departments would really be adversely affected if there's no constant power supply, as we have...
Virtually all the departments are not, from the very mechanical or routine protocols that are done in the hospital to the highly specialized. They are all dependent on power. So I'll give a typical example. If you can come and you want to register, even if you were not using a computerized system of registering patients, they would need to go to the card room to go and pick or search for the folder of the patient. Is that not? When you walk into the card room is not lighted, for instance. So the first thing is that you are searching, purely looking for the folder, the medical records of the patient. That can take you 15 minutes, can take you 40 minutes, can take you 1 hour. When you leave there and you go to the consulting room or you go to the nursing station, there's no power, for instance. So they are going to take your vital signs. Some of the implements that they use to take your vital signs are implements that are comparable. But when they are not even using that, they are using traditional systems. They would also require, you know, light to be able to see the vital that are taking. When you go to the consulting room, the doctor wants to also look, you know, at some of the things that you that you are presented with. The doctor wants to examine you thoroughly. He wants to look at your throat, wants to look at your eye, wants to look at certain things. There is no power. You go to the lab, the phlebotomy department, they want to take your blood. But they need light to be able to see your veins properly to draw blood from you. They need light to be able to run investigation, two blood counts. When they're not using the pathology analyzer and all of those implements, they want to use the manual method. They also need light to be able to look through the microscope to do your MP, your WIDA, and all of all these things. When you leave there and you go to the radiology department, they want to do scans, they want to do x-rays on you, they would need light to be able to do. When you leave there and you go to the theater, they want to do surgeries on you. They want to use their delivery, you know, soft tissue surgeries. They want to use some implements that they can use to do the soft tissue surgeries. They don't have power to do it. When you leave there, you are coming to post surgery, where you are expected to be monitored, examined, you know, after the surgery. They need to plug it to some implements, to monitors and all that, to observe your vitals and all that. There is no power to do so. With that power, the hospital is dead on arrival and all. So power influences and affects virtually everything in the hospital, from the very routine activities that are conducted in the hospital to the very highly specialized.
Right.
And when you do not have individuals who can, as it were, I heard that word, think out of the box, because it's becoming very nauseating, you know, when we use it so much in Nigeria. But if you don't have people
who can provide solutions,
who can, as it were, think out of the box, you know, in providing solutions that they can use to address these issues that ordinarily will take away over 80% of the problems and complaints you have in the hospital, then you have what you have on hand today you know, with the UPPA situation. I mean, not UPPA.
All right. Andy Apotive is my guest. A trained hospital administrator. We'll reconnect with him in a bit. A commercial has to play, but he said that power is about 80% of the work to be done in any hospital setting. The UPTH is what we're looking at this morning. Disturbing reports coming from there. My name is Enoa Gwevery. Stay tuned.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news, and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
It's 25 minutes before 9 o'clock. We're in Nigeria Info looking at the UPTH scenario. We've seen videos of total darkness sent to us during the holiday that just ended 2 days ago. Of course, the elevators are not working. Patients are being wheeled up. That's as we speak. All right. My guest, Andy Apotive, has said that basically everything rises and falls on the administrators, the administration at the University of Port Harcourt Teaching Hospital. We'll reconnect with him in a bit, but I'd like to take calls. Have you had an experience over the last 2 weeks, specifically over the last 2 weeks? Do well to join the conversation. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0009 are the numbers to call. Okay, something that happens there. Nasikwa is saying that the issue requires total overhaul, that's the UPTH, and evaluation. First, services per unit has to be centralized around the unit, unlike the current situation where the pharmacy pay points and costing a distance apart. Public health officers have to be employed to organize housekeepers and improve the hygiene status of the hospital. That's also been talked about a lot. Each unit and department should have a standby generator with a revolving fund to provide basic needs of the units. I'm only taking calls from those that have visited UPTH in the last 2 weeks. If you haven't, please don't bother. Thank you. A standard laundry service should be provided where beddings are changed, alternate days, and wards fully air-conditioned to enhance comfort of the patients. I'm not sure you've been to any of those wards, Nasikbo, so I will stop there because I'm not sure you've been to the wards. If you have, do I need to remind you that this is Nigeria? I think so at this point. Air conditioning? You haven't asked if the offices there are air conditioned and if the air conditions work and what state the air conditioners are in. 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0009 are the numbers to call. I'm getting back to my guest in a bit. Let me just continue. It says that attention should be paid to employing clinical staff, a train of clinical staff on interpersonal skills and communication to boost patient relationship. That is a thing. Routine fumigation services with friendly chemicals at least bi-weekly is necessary. Drugs should be in stock and made available for patients to buy as against the out-of-stock syndrome. Code of conduct for staff should be displayed. Emergency phone lines should be provided at all emergency units for duty nurses and doctors with emergency drugs, trays, and kits fully stocked away always. Okonkwo is calling from Rumokuta. Let's hear his story. Okonkwo, good morning. Oh, he's left the building. Interpersonal skills training. Uh-huh. Been to the UPTH in the last 2 weeks too well to join the conversation. You can tweet at NigeriaInfoPH. If you're on WhatsApp, 08090306416. Well, this one says, it is more serious than what we're looking at. They went there. Someone almost lost a family member. The drugs that were prescribed, says they bought all of them. One of the doctors compelled us to run a test compulsory only for us to find out that the lab we went to was his own. While we were there, we discovered that the mosquitoes there were, is it sectional? Some mosquitoes fly with pipes. Okay, some with holes that can suck you dry in minutes. Okay. St. Leo sent that in. Francis is calling from Amadiama. Francis, good morning. You've been there recently?
Yeah, good morning.
Can you speak louder? We can barely hear you. Francis.
Yes, good morning.
Is something wrong with your phone?
I believe it's a service issue. It's okay now.
Okay, you've been there recently?
Yes, I have several encounters, but let me just share one.
When was this?
That was last year.
Last year?
Yes.
Francis.
Francis,
I apologize. We can't attend to that last year's matter. All right, let me get back to my guests. If you've been there in the last 2 weeks, you've visited someone there in the last 2 weeks, then you are the person we want to talk to. We have videos, we have information about what's been happening there, but the last 2 weeks is my area of interest. All right, so Prince is calling. Is it Prince or Price? Prince, are you on?
Yes, I'm on. Good morning.
Morning. What time are we looking at? When did this happen?
Roughly, that was, I think, last Thursday.
All right, go on, Prince.
I took my dad to the hospital. So I went to, what's it called, medical records to retrieve his folder. And yeah, I was there for more than 2 hours just to retrieve his folder.
What was going on?
There's no light to understand, though. Normally, they're supposed to key in the, if you're looking for your folder, so key in your system into the computer. Some of the computer just helps them to do the job. But now they have to do everything manually. And there are so many of us who wanted to retrieve our folders.
Mm.
We have not started any process to, just to retrieve the folder. I got there past 8. And I left there, that's the medical records, around 10:30 to 11. And at that time, the clinic I was going to, we were trying to close. It was so frustrating. All of us, we became agitated. Like, what's going on here, man? What's going on here? They said, if people don't go sit down, we'll just shut down. It's not our fault. People can talk to Buhari. People can talk to MPMT. It's not our fault. My dad, it was so frustrating.
So what did you do with your father?
Sorry?
What happened with your father?
I eventually got the folder, rushed to his clinic, MOPC clinic, and then screened there. Some doctors were sitting there.
All right, how is he doing now?
What should have been like 20-30 minutes in a state hospital ended up taking my whole day just because, it's really frustrating. Sad.
How is your father doing now, Prince?
He's fine.
Thank you for calling. Ogundu is in Alakaya, our neighbors. Ogundu, have you been there?
Yes. I am exactly right now in UPTH.
All right, what's going on?
No, nothing is going on. As I'm talking to you right now, I'm close to the pediatrics, the children ward. There is no line. As I'm talking to you now, a woman is just trying to watch something behind it and where they used to sell. People are complaining of light. Light is very important in the hospital for people to always see. If you go inside the wall right now, it is very dark. Because this upstairs, this whole building they built, is so gigantic that you can't even, light cannot penetrate from outside to the inside, except with the light. as we are talking to you, there is no land. People are complaining. Mosquito here, just like what you said, they are legendary mosquitoes. So what we are saying is sometimes when we come on air to stay, they will begin to tell us we are witch hunting. That is a political coloration. That people are dying in a hospital, that we know on how we can be able to help police people to save their lives and all that. So please, it is not all about coming on air to stay and tell us that bad people have refused you from getting your certificate or appointment before now. You have been appointed. Please do what is needful for people to survive.
All right, thank you, Ogunju. I'm just wondering if the mortuary area is lit as well. If the people that are alive and need urgent medical attention cannot get it, what happens to the dead? Andy Akpotive is back on the phone. Andy, we don't have a lot of time. Apologies, but is it something that cannot be fixed in the shortest possible time? The light issue especially.
Hello. Everything can be fixed. With the right attitude and the right capacity. I repeat, everything can be fixed with the right attitude and the right capacity. I just give you an example of a hospital just recently acquired in Lagos.
Okay.
That was dead as dodo. Using my friend Michael Zekome's words. Today, the hospital is doing above 20 million naira profit. And now, beyond all of these external quantities that are affected by life, you know that even the men of the doctors and consultants are also affected by life.
Of course.
If I was in a patient in a place where there is power, there is fan, there is AC, there is TV, do you know that tendencies to listen to the patient more? You know, I would display such tendencies because what is the worth of a doctor if the doctor was not thoroughly cracking? You find a lot of things to make the best of diagnosis from conversing with the patient. But when a patient comes into you, you are already annoyed at the doctor when you get into the consulting room. Because there's no life, you are hot. You can't even wear your clinical coat. You can't even do nothing. Absolutely nothing. You find that even the name and even the behavior of the
staff,
consultant, the behavior of the staff is affected by this quantity also.
Mm.
And because the people who currently run hospitals, and now you see the law that is going to be established will change a lot of things. So that it's not necessarily doctors alone that should run a hospital. Yes, it feels like if I am giving a blow to my constituency. No. If you do not have the capacity to fix, and now who flies a plane that is not a pilot? Who? And now, who rides or moves the boat that is not a captain? Who? Why would you bring anybody, because he's a professor, to sit at the head of an institution, like a teaching hospital, an institution like a clerical medical center, that does not have the necessary learning with which to be able to perform that function and all? The learning, the name, the attributes, the characteristics, and everything to be able to perform that function.
All right.
Do that. And no, do you know that Jesus came and he specifically chose his disciples? He chose some that were people who were mathematicians. He chose some that were lawyers. He chose some that were doctors. You know why he did that? Because he understood himself as the master, who is sovereign, who is all-knowing, who has power. He understood that there are certain functions that he would need to do that will require the services of a lawyer.
All right. Andy.
Yes.
So those people that run the hospitals, who do they answer to? Because if patients are complaining here, and I imagine that it could be the same in other parts of the country, who monitors what they're doing? Who do they report to? Who understands that they're failing and does something about it?
The hospital management board is supposed to be highly responsible for a level. At the teaching hospital, for instance, you're supposed to have the committee that is supposed to be responsible for that, you know, made up of the, you know, the CMAC, the CMD, the DA, and all of that. They are responsible and they are also reporting to the board. But guess what, like with almost everything else in this country, everything has been politicized. We have sacrificed competence and capacity on the altar of Babatisope. We have sacrificed competence, character on the altar of it belongs to my political system. Nobody is interested anymore in
who has capacity to fly this plane? Those, and this is particularly because of how the teaching hospitals are established. If you were telling or you told the people who run the teaching hospital that they are going to earn from what they do, they will act differently. You know, the federal government there, they have to, they are funding all the teaching hospitals. They are funding all the federal universities. They are, yes, they do not have money. Meaning that they should have concentrated their finances on those places where you are going to have 80% results after deploying 20% resources. What they are doing today is that they have 20% resources alone. They are deploying it around different things. Therefore, they are not giving to those individual centers money large enough to be able to fix it. I was saying to you that at this stage, do you know that recently they have just started including 1,000 naira electricity bill on the bills of all the patients that you have in that hospital? So beyond all of the services that you are going to receive, if you spend 10 days there, they will add 10,000 or 1,000 naira per day for the electricity. There are certain peculiar things that are happening in our country. And this is not thanks to the maladministration that we have at the center. People who are not looking at Nigeria as a business. They're not looking at Nigeria. Okay, do you know that one thing, if they did not get these schools right, if they did not get GenCos right, if they did not get this right, it affects all these other centers.
Yeah.
The government that we have at the center is so infantile. They are so inept that they have not looked at all these things. That's only one. And on the second hand, in appointing people, you know, it's weak in my system. It's not who has capacity to die. I quickly ramble by saying that no one, including you and all, and everybody listening to me, will get into a plane that is flying from Port Harcourt to Lagos and allow his cousin, allow his nephew, allow his wife, allow his husband, who does not have capacity to fly that plane simply because they are related. If we will not, why therefore are we allowing uncles to run our hospitals? Why, therefore, are we allowing those in our political system to run our hospitals? Why are we not looking out for those with limited capacity to deliver? So
all
that
right,
the troubles you're having with patients, you are not going to have them. And now I have a show that I do on my YouTube page where complaints are brought and I address those complaints. If you quickly go and you have to on YouTube and on LinkedIn, you'll find some of these things. Some of these complaints that are brought to this show and all, if you hear them, you will cry. You will
all right
for this country.
All right. Thank you very much, Andy Apotive, for your time. People will cry, maybe weep when they hear those experiences, but there are people who are having them real time, according to reports that we're getting from the University of Port Harcourt Teaching Hospital. Well, for him, basically everything rises and falls on the leadership there, the administrators. They said they would have a press conference. We'll wait that, and perhaps they'll tell us something new, and perhaps that things have improved there. But you heard someone who's there, a colleague who went there this morning, has reported that there's no light except at the A&E. And that is very disturbing. My name is Enoch Beverit. Thank you for your time. Thank you for joining the conversation. You go there, you get any report, do well to send to us. We're on Twitter at Nigerian4PH, on Facebook at Nigerian4PH, on WhatsApp 0809030646. But don't forget, people who can change the world exist, and you are one of them. Good morning.